Fort Leonard Wood currently trains somewhere between 80 and 90,000 soldiers per year, but now that number could be decreased by as many as 4,000 troops. About 1,000 people filled a Fort Leonard Wood gymnasium Tuesday to hear about the proposed cuts and voice their opinions about how they could be affected. Along with community members, attendees at the meeting included Brigadier General Mark Inch, commanding general of the fort, representatives from Senators Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt's offices, Lieutenant Colonel Trish Tilson, a member of the Army's Office of Strategy, Plans, and Policy, and Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler. Hartzler's father did his basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, and she says she believes the number of veterans who move back to the area are an indication of its success. Mitch Morgan is one such veteran. He now works in Lebanon, just outside of the fort, laying asphalt. He says a majority of his work is either on or related to the fort, and that's part of why the cuts could be so damaging.
So I went to basic training here many years ago, and it's still as good as ever was. Two sons went to basic here, and it's an elite place. I think we need to keep it wide open and just growing.
George Loriton is the principal at Partridge Elementary, and he worries about how the cuts could affect veterans like Morgan.
My concern is the retirees and the active duty that own homes here. And if they had this drawdown, there wouldn't be enough people to buy those homes, and there'd be a significant impact.
Members of the Waynesville R7 are concerned about the impact of losing so many students if their parents are transferred away from the fort. Louise Garcelli taught in the area for 30 years and served on the school board for 12. She says the children of military families help provide fresh perspectives in the classroom.
We want the military to stay right here. And teaching, it just enriches your classroom. You start to study a place, and they've already been there. They just bring a lot of interest into our schooling. So we love the military.
The Army released estimates that the proposed troop cuts at Fort Leonard Wood would result in a loss of about 4,800 jobs in the area surrounding the fort, as well as a total decrease in income of about $169 million per year. The future of Fort Leonard Wood is still undecided. Senators McCaskill and Blunt sent a joint letter Monday to U.S. Army Secretary John McHugh, urging him to avoid cuts at the fort. Katie Mersman, KBIA News.